Life Audio.
I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us.
I want to welcome you to our year-end reflection, a space set aside for you to look back and prayerfully look forward. And after a quick word from our sponsors, I'll be back to walk you through this reflection time.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Well, before we get started in this meditation, I want to encourage you to take a few minutes to listen to the conversation that I had with two of my dear friends, Julie Pierce, who is a leadership coach, and Sherry Hudspeth, who is a spiritual director. That conversation was posted the day before this one, and it is in this feed. There's also links to it in the show notes. Now, while you can move forward without listening to that conversation, because I'll guide you every step of the way here, they did offer some insights that I think will make this time more meaningful for you. I also want to give you a heads up that this time will be a little different than our usual times of scripture meditation. I will absolutely give you scriptures to reflect on, but they will be followed by specific prompts that will guide you through reflecting. I want to encourage you to set aside some time to do this in a quiet space. Grab a journal, a pen, and maybe even your favorite drink so that you can just be present, reflecting and with the Lord as we take some space to look back and look forward. I also want to give you a heads up that I will be giving 60 seconds after each of the reflection questions for you to pray and answer. So that won't be enough time for some of you. And so I want to encourage you to do one of two things. You can pause and take all the time you need, or you can press the back button so that you can continue to hear the music. And of course, if you're done early, you'll know how to advance to the next prompt. Well, let's go ahead with all of that and get started. And to do that, I want to invite you to prepare your heart and your mind and your body. So go ahead and take a few deep in and out breaths. And as you're breathing in, just invite the Spirit to be with you and be present with you. Ask Him to help you be mindful of Him and to notice His promptings. And as you exhale, just hand over to the Lord anything that feels distracting right now. Anything that feels burdensome. And go ahead and just keep taking deep in and out breaths. And as you do, let me pray over us. Oh Lord, we invite you now into this space. We pray that you would guide and lead our hearts and our minds as we take this time to look back over this last year and to dream with you about the coming year. Lord, we ask that your Spirit would guide us, and we pray that you would help us be attentive to where you are directing us. So Lord, be with us. May this become holy and sacred space, space that leads us closer to you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the first part of our reflection, we are going to spend looking back over this year. And I want to read to you a verse, Philippians 4, 4 through 6. It says this, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." So the first thing that we want to do is just take some time to praise God, to rejoice in what was good this last year. So just take a few moments now and name at least three things that you can rejoice over, because he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And now we want to take some time to notice some of the good things and some of the wearying things from this last year. So the word of the Lord says this in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. These are Jesus' words to you. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So the first thing that we want to reflect on is what comes to mind from this last year that has left you feeling weary and burdened. Now, the second thing we want to reflect on is what comes to mind from this last year that felt like it was soul-filling, that gave you energy and peace. Now I'm going to invite you to review these two lists with the Lord. And we're going to do this in what Julie called in the previous podcast, a way of metabolizing our year. And all that means is we're doing exactly what our body does with food when we metabolize our food. Our body determines what is needed, what it needs to hold on to, and what it needs to just simply let go of. So as you review these two lists, ask the Lord, is there any place where I feel overwhelmed or afraid or disappointed? So take a moment now to list perhaps what comes to mind that makes you feel overwhelmed or afraid or disappointed. And now ask the Lord, is there anything you want me to let go of or think differently about? Let me say a quick prayer for us before we move on to the next part of our reflection. Lord, as we looked back over this last year, pray that you would help us see it rightly, that we wouldn't be taking on shame for anything that wasn't done the way we wanted it done or that we feel like we failed in. Lord, would you just remind us that your grace covers over us? And that is Lamentations 3 says, your mercy is new every morning, which means it is new right now for us as we move into this new year, when we open our eyes every morning, or when we turn back to you at any moment of the day, you offer us new mercy. So help us to cling to that as we let go of what needs to be let go of, and help us to move forward how you are inviting us to move forward. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this next part of our reflection is going to be thinking about this new year that we're moving into. And I want to read this verse over you, Ephesians 2:10. Says that we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. That word handiwork is poema. It means that we're his masterpiece, his poem. He did not make a mistake in how he designed you. And not only are you his masterpiece, but he's created you in Christ Jesus to do good work. work that is contributing to the kingdom, work that leads to flourishing in your life and the life of others. And to top it all off, it says that he's prepared it in advance for us to do. So our job is simply to follow. So I want us to take a few moments to think through this coming year. One of the things that we talked about in the previous podcast were seasons instead of an entire year. So what would be a season that is coming up in your year? It might be based on an event or a project or a special date or something that is coming up. But take a moment right now to ask the Lord to help you notice what are some of the seasons that you're going to be facing this year. And in particular, what is the next season that you're entering? And if nothing comes to mind, you can just simply say this next quarter of the year. That is also fine. But take some time to ask the Lord about that. Okay, so let's consider this next season that the Lord helped you notice. So let's name what's coming in that season and what good work do you sense the Lord may be inviting you into? I want to encourage you to write down three different prompts in your journal. So write down your relationship with Him, your relationship with others, and your relationship with the world around you. So, what good work do you sense the Lord may be inviting you into in those three areas? So, take some time to just list whatever comes to mind. Now I want to invite you to ask the Lord, is there anything that you want me to lean into this year? It may be from the list that you've just created. It may be for this season that you're entering. It might even be longer term for this whole year. So just ask Him, Lord, is there anything you want me to lean into this year? Thank you. finally, we want to ask the Lord and ourselves, are there any barriers to moving forward? Or anything that you sense the Lord may be inviting you to do differently as you move into this new year? And if the Lord brought to mind some barriers, ask Him, how do you want me to move through those, Lord? Or how do you want me to embrace them? As we end our time of reflection, I want to read these words over you from Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So take a moment now to just say a closing prayer of thanksgiving to God for this new year full of new possibility and new mercy and new hope. Oh Lord, we thank you for this time to think through our year in this way. And we know that we have only scratched the surface in so many ways. So I pray that if there is something that we need to take a deeper look at, that you would bring it to mind. And that you would help us know how to do that. Lord, would you guide and lead us? We want to follow you. We want to do the good work that you've created us to do. We want to be your servants who come to you and are yoked to you because you say your burden is easy and light, and we will find hope and rest for our souls. And our souls determine all of us, the way we live and the way we go. So, Lord, would you help us to choose you? That is the most important thing we can do this year, and we know that is true. Guide and lead us for your glory, for our good. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I do hope that time of reflection was meaningful for you. And if you're new to the So Much More podcast, I want to invite you to stick around. We are going to be doing new meditations every Monday where we meditate on God's word. And then Wednesday, we'll be having insightful conversations with guests who have done deep thinking around scripture and God. And so we are starting a series in January on moving from anxiety to rest. The reality is we carry so much anxiety with us everywhere we go, and meditating on God's word actually will change our heart and our soul and our mind and lead us to a more restful posture to handle life with, which is exactly what God desires for us. So you will find those podcasts right here in this feed, and I hope you'll join me there. I want to take a quick moment to thank the team of Life Audio for their partnership in this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts that are in their network. They have shows about prayer and Bible study, parenting, and even this one on scripture meditation. So thank you for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.